Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzano. You're tuning into the You Author Evolution Instant Awakenings. If you came on early, we actually got in touch with our energy and where we may be blocked. And this is just a question for everybody. Do you feel like maybe today or this week there's something kind of, I don't know, holding you back, or maybe you don't feel like yourself, or maybe it's been a while since you felt like yourself, or maybe you just want to figure out, well, who am I really? And something seems to be holding you back, or maybe it feels like you're struggling upstream. You know, I had a day like that the other day where no matter what I did, it seemed like everything was a struggle. And I was really, nervous in energy, and so everything was just not working out. Things I was doing were breaking. I was touching things they weren't. And it was like, what is going on? And even though I tried to calm myself and do practices, something wasn't happening. And I want to say this. There are times that just controlling our energy or trying to manipulate our energy is not enough. There are times that we need to call in higher energy sources and higher energy beings and masters and understand the higher dimensional world that we live in. And I mean the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and dimensions and beyond. And how do we manipulate that? How do we control that or at least get it to work with us versus against us? And here's a bigger question. Is it possible, and I believe it is, to have instant healing and to transform your body and your mind and your emotions in 5 minutes or less when you understand how to navigate these higher realms and use them to make your life better? Well, I'm going to say this. No one teaches this in a more exciting and more thorough way than Dr. Susan Chumscape. So a couple of things we're going to be doing before we get started and I introduce Susan. The first one is, yesterday I asked everyone to report on the blog what they were learning. They did, so I'm going to pick a winner, and the same thing is going to happen today. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to want to share this information. So what we've got here, the person that has won, okay, is Jennifer Chabot. Jennifer, JennifierChabot, and you are going to get a copy of my program, Eleutheria. So I am just emailing my team right now and telling them to contact you, Jennifer, on Facebook and let you know. So get ready. That is coming to you. Now, we have something else coming to you today, and that is the incredible Susan Chumscape. And what I want to do is introduce her and talk about what she's going to be doing and why it's relevant to all of us now. Dr. Susan Chumscape is going to show us how we can actually feel better in 5 minutes or less, not controlling our mind, not necessarily trying to move energy, but using powerful spiritual prayers and affirmations that have been proven effective for millions of people for the past 150 years. I got a chance to actually take a look at some of what Susan's deeper work that she's going to be sharing today, and the depth and breadth of what is going to be available is incredible. And we're actually going to be doing prayers for you on this call. So if you're here early, save your space because we're filling up fast. The other thing I would tell you to do is share this with your friends and family at theyouauthorevolution.com/now, because whether you want physical, mental, or emotional healing, you can use these methods to change your life in an instant. Susan's written a completely new book. She's got some whole new information, and it's going to be incredible. We're also going to show you and actually change the surrounding mental and energetic atmosphere. And you don't need training to do this. You don't need any spiritual teaching necessarily. You need to understand all you need to do is be able to read the formula out loud and then allow the magic to happen. Now, I know that sounds a little controversial. It sounds a little bit too easy. We're going to ask Susan about all of that and how the spoken word with intentions can produce miraculous and instantaneous results. Now, if you're curious, if you're wondering, oh, my God, is that really real? Well, we've got the expert here. Susan Chumscape, she is the author of 8 books published by Simon & Schuster, Random House, and New Page. She spent more than 45 years teaching thousands of people prayer, meditation, affirmation, and intuition. Her book titles include Miracle Prayer, Divine Revelation, Exploring Meditation, and her latest book, Instant Healing. Longtime associate of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation and guru for the Beatles and Deepak Chopra, Dr. Susan Chumscape is a popular media guest, and spiritual teacher. She's a award-winning author and founder of Divine Revelation, a unique technology for healing and for hearing and testing your intuition. And Marcy Shimoff wrote, "Instant healing can help you heal yourself, your family, your friends, clients, community, and the entire planet. I have never seen a more complete affirmation prayer book." And I've got to say the same thing as I looked at the contents of what is going to be available. It is amazing. Fred Allen Wolf, who was in the who's Dr. Quantum, if you guys know that. He was in What the Bleep Do You Know? For those who use affirmations to change their feelings, this book will provide many and give comfort to your suffering. And it's going to activate some incredible powers that we can't even see right now that are beyond the awareness of many of us. Get ready. Dr. Susan Chomsky is here with your questions. And also, make note of what you need in your life better. And we're going to be doing some prayers as well for that. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the UAuth Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here today, Darius.
I am still kind of tongue-tied because as I looked at everything that you brought together for us today, I was flabbergasted, and I feel like this is almost, it's almost like a spiritual magic cookbook of techniques and things that we're doing.
Yes, it is. It is like a cookbook. A cookbook is something where you can just look up the recipe and then use it, and instantly you have a fantastic meal. Similarly, you just look up the recipe here and use it, and you have instant healing. It's awesome.
Wow. Wow. I want to talk about this idea of instant healing because I think it's raising a lot of eyebrows. A lot of people are wondering, well, is that possible? What does that mean? But let's maybe start because we have a lot of new people here, even to your work. What is your background? How did you get started in this journey, Dr. Susan? And just kind of take us through your life and how you got here.
Well, I've been practicing spiritual disciplines for over 45 years. In the 60s, I was a hippie. I lived in San Francisco Bay Area. And at that time, those of us who were hippies, who were flower children, we were really very much interested in Eastern wisdom and Eastern philosophy. We wanted to attain nirvana, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. I was studying texts like Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, The Way of Zen by Alan Watts. I was reading Buddhist scriptures, the Tibetan Buddhist scriptures, and so on. And Alan Watts said that you have to find a meditation guide. Well, trust me, in Berkeley, California in 1966, you didn't go to the Yellow Pages to find meditation guide or anything like that. So I asked a roommate, well, you know, how do I find a meditation guide? And he suggested, he said, well, have you ever tried to meditate yourself? And I said, well, I can give it a shot. So I lay down on my bed, and I kind of prayed for or asked for a meditation. Immediately, I was propelled into an ecstatic state. I felt that there was a cord of energy that was running all the way from the tips of my toes to the top of my head, and I was plugged into this cord. It was like an electric socket being plugged into that, and I felt this ecstatic energy flowing through my body. So I figured, well, I guess this is meditation. I didn't know any better. Little did I know that I had my first meditation experience and my complete Kundalini awakening all at the same time. And then very soon after that, I found myself on the banks of the Ganges River in India studying with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who's the guru of Beatles and of Deepak Chopra. And I lived in his ashrams in various parts of the world, including the Himalayas, the Alps, and secluded areas of the United States for 22 years. And for 7 of those years, I was on his personal staff, serving in his ashram. So this was an amazing, really beginning of my spiritual life. And then after I had left the ashram, I continued to study with other spiritual masters and became a doctor of divinity. And I've written 8 books about various spiritual subjects, mostly about prayer and healing, spiritual healing, and intuition, listening to the divine voice within, and meditation and that type of thing. So that's what I've been doing, and I've been doing it for, like I said, more than 45 years.
Well, first of all, it's incredible. Every time I see your pictures, I think, well, there's no way she could be doing it that long, but it's proof that this keeps people young and energetic, and I know you travel the world, and you're, you know, everywhere enjoying life, and it's proof. The proof is in the pudding at how this keeps you in just such an incredible, you know, timeless state and always doing more. I'm just amazed. Okay, so the question, why did you call this method instant healing?
Oh, well, I call it instant healing because it does produce instant results. Mm. And when you use the formulas that I am offering to people, what happens is instantly you have either the goal is reached or you have an instant healing that leads you towards that goal, or an instant transformation that allows you to create that goal. And quite often, depending on what the goal is, for example, if it's just feeling better, mm-hmm. If you're in a bad mood, for example, and you use the formula for what I call the thought form healing, then instantly you're going to feel better. You're going to immediately feel better. It takes 5 minutes or less. I mean, these things work, and they work right away. It isn't like you have to sit around and wait. It isn't like a medical procedure where you sit around and wait and maybe you get better eventually. It isn't like that. It's that you immediately feel better. Now, if you're going to attain some kind of goal, for example, if you want to manifest something in your life, then that thing doesn't necessarily show up immediately, but you are one step towards that thing. Every time you use a formula, you are immediately going into the next step towards that goal. Mm. So in every case, there is an instant transformation.
Mm. Oh, gosh, I want to get started using these right away, and I know a lot of people do too. I've got to ask this question. It sort of floated into my awareness. I know that this is your work, but I'm sure some of it has been around a very long time. Some of the different formulas, I guess, or incantations or however we would call them, protocols. How old do you reckon some of these are?
Well, actually, what I'm offering today, the instant healing formulas that I'm offering today, they are not old. In fact, they were written by me or by one of my associates, a few of them, maybe a small handful were written by some of my associates. But the method, which is called affirmative prayer, now that has been around for about 150 years. Mm. And this affirmative prayer, or it's also called spiritual mind treatment. It's also called treatment. It is also called scientific prayer. And that has been around for quite a while. And probably the most famous proponents of that would be Ernest Holmes, who founded the Church of Religious Science and who wrote the book, The Science of Mind. And then Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, who founded the Unity Church, and other, you know, great luminaries who were part of this, shall we say, movement. It's called New Thought. And you would be really surprised to find out some of the people who were part of that. For example, Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. For example, the names elude me just at the moment, but there were many, many people, very famous people, Louise Hay, for example, who founded Hay House. For example, Norman Keyes, Norman Cousins, Ken Keyes, Henry David Thoreau, Emerson, Swedenborg, Blavatsky, so on and so on. I mean, it goes on and on and on, really famous people who were in the New Thought movement. And the basis of the New Thought movement is the idea that we, number one, we create our own destiny through our thoughts, words, and deeds. And number two, that we can change conditions through metaphysical means, through the use of the power of the spoken word in prayer. And so we are using this idea to change our lives instantly, and anyone can do this. It, you know, doesn't require any background, any training, any skill. all that you do is you just use the formulas, and they work.
Mm. You know, what I was thinking to myself was, at some level, I feel like humanity understood this, you know, like going way back to the shamanistic times, like we somehow got that we could change our conditions instantly by understanding the fabric of the universe. Even if we couldn't diagram it, we understood how it worked. Yet now it's like people forgot this. Like, why is it that we can go through school, we can go through all this training and education and all these things that are supposed to, quote unquote, prepare us for life, yet most people do not understand how we can literally change conditions that fast.
Well, the thing is that New Thought is not taught as a subject in school. Affirmative prayer or affirmation itself is not taught in school. I mean, which is sad because it's so powerful and it works. Mm. But really, it's really from ancient times, even though I said 150 years when New Thought started, which is basically with Phineas Quimby. He was the father of New Thought. And what he would do is people would come to him. They'd be very ill. They would be in all kinds of states. And he would just sit with them and visualize and speak the word for them that they are perfect. He would see the perfection in them.
Mm.
And they would have an instant healing.
Wow.
But in fact, this wisdom that Phineas Quimby, you know, came up with, it really is very ancient. And in fact, Lord Buddha, in the Dhammapada, which is the most important scripture of Buddhism, he says in the very first verse, the very first words of the first chapter of the Dhammapada, he says, "All that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him."
Incredible.
So what he is saying is that we create our own reality through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds.
Okay, here's a question. I mean, with so much going on in the world, we've got so many people writing in. I mean, it's literally unbelievable, the questions. People are noticing things happening around them kind of right now. People are having these things come up and that thing come up. Because the world is changing, there's so much going on. Why is it important right now to actually understand what an instant healing is and be able to actually apply it to our environment, to our home, to our space, to people in our life, to ourselves, to our pets, to places we go? I mean, you know, I go to the store, I'm thinking, well, maybe I should instantly heal the energy in that store so everything goes right. Why
That's
is it important
right.
now?
That's right. And why it's important now more than ever before?
Mm.
Because the world is changing so rapidly. Okay, so we have rapid changes in every aspect of the world. We have rapid changes in technology. We have rapid changes in invention. We have incredible changes spiritually. We have a transformation that took place on December 21st, which is continuing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just that date. These rapid changes began in about 1960, and they've been escalating ever since
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on is this world is different and it's changing really, really quickly, and we need to keep up with these changes in order to even survive. So because of that, we can no longer depend upon the things that we had counted on before. This has become a world of great chaos, seemingly, because things are happening so quickly, and we can't depend on our paycheck, we can't depend on our pension, we can't depend
right.
upon the institutions that we had thought that we're going to be like our grandma, grandpa kind of thing. We can't count on that anymore. We have to depend upon our own internal state of reference. We have to depend upon ourselves now. So in order for us to become more self-directed and depend upon ourselves, we need to have some tools and techniques to heal ourselves, to be able to transform ourselves instantly so that we can keep up with this rapid pace of evolution. So these methods that I offer people are a way for them to to be able to cope with the very quickly changing world.
Wow. I want to ask this as well. We always get into some interesting things. When someone is able to utilize this information and these prayers, what happens to dark energies that could be around them or as they travel through dark energy spaces on Earth? I mean, there's definitely spaces on Earth that where dark energy coalesces, or you may go through a dark energy area. When you're using this actively, how does that impact that dark energy or lower vibrational energy, whatever we want to call it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, even earlier you mentioned something about going into a store and wanting to instantly heal the store or the place where whatever environment you're in. And you can do that. I mean, it's really not that difficult. And some of these things, they are just so easy. I mean, it's like, it's just so easy to simply transform yourself, transform your mind, transform your emotions, transform the environment around you in an instant. And, well, instant, I mean, okay, 5 minutes or less, all right. It's
right.
Not totally
right.
Instant. But in 5 minutes or less, you can just heal the energies, for example, in your environment. All right, so you are feeling okay, I know that everybody can relate to this idea. You walk into someone's home, and you feel like you've just walked into death or something, and you feel horrible vibration. You feel like you want to blow up. I mean, you walk in there, and you feel like, what has been going inside this house? I just feel drained. I feel horrible. Mm. I feel like people must have been arguing here because I can feel the atmosphere here. But you can change that atmosphere simply by doing a little prayer formula, a little affirmative formula in which you send those energies or entities into divine light and you transform that area, you transform that home or whatever it is into a cathedral. I mean, you can make any haunted house into a cathedral, into a sacred space. And you can do that in 5 minutes or less. It's just easy to do it by calling upon divine beings, by bringing light into the field, by eliminating or sending the entities or dark energies into the light, and calling upon divine beings. And it's really easy. It's not rocket science, and anyone can do this. And by the way, you get better at it with time. Like anything else, practice makes perfect. So if you begin simply and start doing it, and then with time, it becomes more and more powerful, and you can feel the energy, and you get more sensitive to the energies, and you become really very proficient at this because you're able to heal these spaces, these places, these negative emotions, these thoughts, you know, all these things can be instantly healed. And it's all based upon that one verse that I mentioned from the Dhammapada, and that is that all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And that thought, and what that means, that verse, what it means is that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are creating our reality. Ooh. We create our own destiny through thoughts, through words, and through deeds. And so we can instantly change our life by speaking words that are the truth, by speaking positive, powerful words that are the truth. The entire basis of affirmative prayer is to affirm the truth and to deny what is false. For example, you may have an illness. But the truth is that you are always in perfect health, that you are abundantly healthy. That's the truth. That's the real truth behind the appearance.
Yes, yes. And what we're going to be doing, everyone, we're going to be taking, you know, we want you to write in right now. Me and Susan talked about this, but we're going to do something very special for everybody. I want you to write in and let us know what's going on in your life. What is a challenge? And then we're actually going to be doing some work, not individually necessarily, well, we are with you, but we're going to be doing it and everyone on the call is going to get the benefits. So what I need from you is to kind of share what's going on. And one person just wrote in, Teresa, and she said, "Hi, does a person have to be able to connect with spirit and, I guess, visualize to get results? I am not seeing results despite daily use of different methods and techniques. I do not want to add another method or technique that does not work. I really do need an answer." And she's, I think, been trying a lot of different things, and she's just not seeing life transform. Any thoughts or what you're picking up from Teresa?
I think maybe Teresa is trying too many things. I think you need to find a thing that does work for you and stick with that. The reason why I have been successful in my spiritual life is because I have learned, I really, really stuck with the things that I learned. For example, right. I was in very, very deeply involved with transcendental meditation for 22 years. I mean, when I say deeply involved, it's more than deeply involved.
Yeah.
And then I got involved with this teaching that I do now, which is, I call it divine revelation and then scientific prayer. So those are the three major things that I have studied and that I've deeply studied in my life. So you need to find, Teresa, you need to find something that really clicks for you and stick with that. And stick with it until it work, until it really, really works for you. And that's what I would say to you. So you know, I mean, of course, I would recommend that you see about this instant healing, what I'm talking about today, and see how that works for you. It is something that works instantly, and it's really powerful.
Yeah.
And if it does produce some results for you, then stick with it. Is what I, you know, that's what I would recommend. If you do find that you're feeling better, then stick with it and see where it takes you.
Yeah, and the other thing I would add with that, too, is what's the result that you really are looking for? I mean, you know, let us know, and we can actually do a prayer now for you. But, you know, if I know, and we know what it is. And so we have a lot of people sending in things. I'm just going to read a few, and then we'll maybe take some and get some more information. let's see. We've got one person. One person who says, "I've had a headache for the past 2 weeks. It's affecting my right eye. I am stressed, and in spite of doing special work daily, nothing is working. The pain is so much, I need some help." That's Doreen. We have another person who says, "I've been suffering from unexplained chronic pain for 3 weeks. Could you explain if this could be used for pain healing, and if so, how do I apply it?" Maybe we can talk about that. A lot of people writing in, relationship problems. Barbara is having some challenges with her husband, who wants a separation. I know that can be very difficult. Another person is writing in, about financial challenges. They want to have fun in their life. One person needs abundance. That's DB, Jim Thorpe. Another person, Selena, is talking about a challenge with money. Another person is, dealing with a financial crisis. So how should we begin? And maybe we'll start out with sort of a general question is, for each one of these different areas, just practically, are there different prayers or ways that you approach this, or does one general prayer seem to work for everything?
No, actually, what works best is if you hone in on a very specific problem and then pray for that. For example, let me just, in the instant healing package, which I'm going to be offering today, there are different topics, for example, like gaining inner strength and empowerment, healing emotions and deep-seated beliefs, healing and forgiving relationships, overcoming addictions and codependency, dispelling illusions and false perceptions, becoming all you can be, healing environmental static, healing entities and vampires, overcoming enemies and saboteurs, making your space into a cathedral. We talked about that for a minute.
Yes.
Living in perfect health, magnetizing love, attracting prosperity, making life a success, enjoying happiness, transforming the planet, and creating heaven on earth. So those are 17 topics. And within those 17 topics, there are 243 healing formulas. Since you had so many people who were interested in attracting prosperity, why don't I start with a prayer for prosperity for everybody? I could do a prosperity prayer, and I know that that would probably be helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and I think what I'm getting from as you're sort of sharing all of that is, for each person who has a particular challenge, there's specific things that you recommend doing, and so we're going to get started doing some of that, but there's deeper work, there's prayers, there's instantaneous healings. So for the person with the relationship issue, they might decide, well, we're going to do something so that I can receive love, you know, instantly, and maybe that changes the relationship. Maybe things get better, or maybe a new relationship comes and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that this happened. You know, so
right.
Yeah, very, very, very interesting. And let's do this. Yes, for the people, and I'm going to check, we've got so many more coming in. It's like, well, we've opened up, oh my gosh, we opened up a floodgate. We had like 30 come in like a minute. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. I want to see any more financial challenges. Okay, Rose, this is another one. So everybody, if I call out your name, just be present that, you know, we're going to be doing this for you, and then we're going to take another issue, and then everybody else listening, you know, just know that you're going to be receiving whatever is here. So Rose said, please help my self-worth and abundance so I can have better relationships, and all of that is connected. Donna is financial healing. One person is... seriously stressed about looking for work, MJ, and she has a deadline, it looks like, to move out of maybe a space they're living. They're so stressed their hands are shaking. Julia, financial abundance seems close and then slips away. Another person here, let's see, Carlos. He's in a close to a state of panic. I mean, this is a big deal. My business is almost dead, no income coming in. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. Wow. Wow. Okay. So a lot of different people here. Another person here has a big debt to deal with. So let's do this. Let's open up some prayers for financial abundance. And I just what will they begin to feel, Susan? Because I think, you know, some people may have different expectations. What would be a sign or something that things are clearing or moving? Is it a way they're going to feel? Should they be on the lookout for something happening? An email, a phone call? I mean, what generally comes about after these things are activated?
Right. So the thing is that what I'm going to pray for. It seems like people are really stressed out about their financial situation. So I am going to pray not for money right now. I'm going to pray for peace and for people to not be stressed. And they are going to feel an instant healing from what I'm due today.
Okay.
And that's going to translate into greater clarity of mind and being able to deal with whatever challenge they are under. Now, this will also translate for some people who expressed, I've been listening to what you're saying, and some people who expressed stress of physical problems, too. So that's going to help them. This prayer that I'm going to do now is going to help people with financial worries, with health worries, with relationship worries, with whatever worries you've got. This is going to help you. So this is going to be a little bit more general for anybody that's under stress, that's feeling pressure. So that's what I'm going to pray to relief right now.
Okay.
And there will be an instant result.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready, yes.
All right, so let's all take a big deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in and let it go. Let's take a big deep breath of divine love. Breathe in. And release that. Let's all take a big deep breath of inner peace. Breathe in. And let it all go. Peace, peace, be still. Be still and be at peace. Perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect, perfect peace. Be still and be at peace. We all now know and recognize that there is one power and one presence at work in the universe and in our lives. God the good, omnipotent, God is the source of our good, the light of our life, the truth of our being. God is perfect peace, perfect wholeness, perfect oneness. God is the pool of peace. God is the ocean of peace. God is perfect serenity, perfect tranquility. God is comfort, the comforter. God is perfect solace. And we are now merged with and one with God in perfect wholeness and perfect oneness. There is no separation between ourselves and God. For in God we live, breathe, move, and have our being. Within us and around us, there God is. We are unified with God in a perfect, perfect divine unity, a seamless wholeness. We are one with this peace that God is. We are one with the love that God is. We are one with the tranquility and the serenity with God that God is. We are one with all that God is. We are perfection everywhere now. We are perfection here now. We are perfect tranquility, perfect serenity, perfect peace. We now therefore know and claim for each and every person on this call, we claim perfect peace of mind, perfect relaxation. We claim that we are in perfect peace, equanimity, equilibrium. And we are now filled with the peace that God is. We know that any and all seeming stress, strain, anxiety, anything that is not of truth, any beliefs, habits, and conditions of stress, of strain, of anxiety are now lifted, healed, dissolved, released, and let go from our minds now. And they are gone. They are lifted into the light of God's perfect, perfect peace. And we now know that we welcome into our lives peace, serenity, tranquility, equanimity, equilibrium. We welcome into our lives the comforting peace that God is. We know now that we open to the presence of divine love. Divine love now fills our hearts with perfect peace. We now feel the waves of God's love now moving into our lives, now penetrating our being and filling us with peace. We now open to the loving presence of God and to the light that God is. We allow ourselves to bathe in the loving ocean of peace that is God. So we allow ourselves to receive the love, the light, and the peace that God is. And we let go of all anxiety and fear. Anxiety and fear about health, about money, about relationships, about anything in our lives that has caused us to feel less than, has caused us to feel worried. All of this worry, stress, and strain is now lifted into pure love. And we are now welcoming and accepting perfect peace into our lives. We are now welcoming and accepting divine love in our lives. We release from our minds all limitations, lack, fears, frustrations, and anxiety, and they are gone. And we are filled now with joy, love, prosperity, abundance, fulfillment, wisdom, strength, inner strength, divine light, and divine peace. We now fully accept in consciousness that we are at peace, that we are filled with the comfort, the love, and the solace that is our true divine nature, our true inner divinity, God within us. And we now release this prayer into the spiritual law, knowing it does demonstrate right here under grace in perfect ways. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Wow. I'm just going to let people breathe that in and stay in that space for a little while. And just feel that shift in energy. Just breathe it in. I'd love to hear what people experienced, and I want to ask Susan a question. So send in kind of what you guys experienced or what's going on now or how things may look different for you in those particular areas. Just let us know. Send that in. I want to hear what is going on with how you perceive the challenge. Now, Susan, tell me this. What happens when we do that? Because it's almost as if, as I'm looking at something I'm dealing with, like I no longer see it as like me anymore. It's not like my problem, my thing. It's sort of like I see it as this transient condition that really isn't a part of my divine essence. And it's almost like it's perspectively below me now versus like this big mountain in front of me. What's going on? And then how have you seen this open up opportunities for people?
Well, the thing is, what I've noticed is that when you align yourself with spirit, with a capital S, then you're in the right place at the right time, the right things happen, the right people show up, and coincidences that are not really coincidental are happening around you all the time. Synchronous, serendipitous events are taking place. And that means that you are in the flow of life. You are no longer fighting with life. You are floating downstream in the flow of the river of life, and your life becomes miraculous, and your life takes on new meaning, new tenor. This is when you align yourself with spirit. And these formulas, and by the way, I didn't do a formula just now. What I did was I guess you could call it a formula. I used the method of prayer called scientific prayer or affirmative prayer. And that particular method, it does align you with spirit. It aligns you with your true divine nature. So that helps you in every aspect of your life. And in this case, the purpose was to relieve stress and to become more peaceful. And I believe that people did that when they started out before the prayer, they might have been more stressed. And after the prayer, they were more peaceful. It works. I mean, it works instantly. Now, the 243 formulas that I'm offering, most of them are much shorter than what I just did. I did a actual full prayer treatment just now because I wanted to do it for everyone, and I wanted it to be something very deep. And so that's what I did. But, you know, there's much shorter formulas that I'm offering today in the 243 that I'm talking about.
Well, a lot of people... A lot of people, whatever you did, are feeling a shift. And then I want to talk about sort of what's going to be happening after this. I mean, what do they look for after this in their life? Because things begin to show up, and I think that's really the big magical key here. One person, Sydney from Seattle, said, I felt something in my heart area. Another person, Regina, said, it was just something left me. I'm sweating in my hands. I feel so good. No more pain in my spine. She had pain. No more. Janice said, I love that space. I like that space. I didn't want to come back. So it's like you opened up something for Janice.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about kind of what we can expect, because this is the big thing here is we do this. And then as we go throughout our day, little, like you said, serendipities, we're in the river of the flow of life, things seem to flow easier, we get a phone call, we get a different, you know, thing happen, and we go, oh my gosh, it can be different. And we have Paula wrote in, I feel more peaceful. During the prayer, oh, this is interesting, I was in a cathedral where it was all sacred and peaceful. Another person said, lots of tears, much moving. Another person, Kathleen, said, I felt a rush of peace come in. So I want to keep hearing what's going on with people and what's happened. What generally, now let's say we take someone like Paula, and she was in this peaceful place in this cathedral. Now she goes about her day. What might she expect happening, would happen coming from that, coming from this new place?
Well, you know, I'm going to hark back once again to Lord Buddha. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So what happens is if you establish yourself in a peaceful, loving, tranquil place, as we did with that particular prayer, then what happens is you go about your day, and your day is better. You feel more peaceful. So obviously you are emitting vibrations of peace around you.
Mm.
And when you emit vibrations of peace, you attract vibrations of peace. It's really very simple. It is just like when you toss a pebble in the center of a pond. The vibrations go out from, the ripples go out from that center to the edge of the pond, and then the ripples come back to the center just as they went out. Similarly, every thought, every word, every deed that you do goes out into the atmosphere. It does not stop with the edge of your energy field. It continues to go out to the entire universe, and it comes back to you as it went out. I'm sure people understand this principle if they read or saw The Secret, where it talks about the magnetic law of attraction, which is basically the law of karma is all it is that whatever you put out into the universe comes back to you exactly as you put it out. So when you establish yourself and when you work on yourself first and, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be added unto you. In other words, if you establish yourself in your true inner, your higher self, your true self, if you are in a peaceful and loving place, then you are going to emit that, and you're going to attract to yourself automatically good things, good vibrations, happiness, joy, love, health, well-being, prosperity, all the good things that you want in your life.
Mm. Well, I want to do this. I want to talk about a few other things that I'm seeing come up from people. One person had written in saying, I feel better, but it's like I have a dark cloud that still seems like it's lingering. And maybe that's what she's starting to see now as she opens up that space. I want to talk about that because that is a real possibility for people. And you're one of the few people that talks about sort of this whole other area. And one of the things I love is you have a whole piece and you train people and open people to astral plane healing, and I'm going to just kind of ask you, you know, are there sometimes psychic sponges or other types of entities or bonds, psychic vampires, karmic ties, and things that keep people sort of stuck? And maybe those people that are trying so many different programs, you know, if you're not addressing that, it may be tough to get out of that particular bond or that tie.
That is such an incredibly profound thing you just brought up there, Darius. People are working with these other programs. They're trying meditation. They're trying even prayer. They're trying all kinds of stuff. They could be trying prayer. They could be trying meditation. They could be trying healing. They could be trying hands-on healing. They could be trying anything. But if there are energies such as entities from the astral plane, such as psychic vampires, such as dark energies, negative thought forms, environmental static, different, so many categories of things that are out there in the environment. And if those things are there, and if you are allowing those things to enter into your energy field, if you are open to those energies, negative energies, then you are going to be drained, depleted. You'll have things like dark clouds, just like the person who wrote in mentioned, and you're not going to be able to get rid of them because you don't know how to. So what I will do now, if you don't mind, if you'd like me to, I can do a mass healing of that type of energy for everyone on the call. Would you like me to do that now? I could.
Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to heal any untoward energies that are around anybody on this call. Those untoward energies might be entities, might be negative thought forms, might be lower vibrational energies. And I'm just going to heal those and lift those into the divine light. And everyone who has such negative vibrations around them is going to feel an instant healing from what I'm going to do right now, okay?
Okay.
We ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay, so let's all take a big deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in and let it go. Dear one, you are lovingly healed and forgiven. You are lifted in love. You are united with the truth of your being. You are filled and surrounded with divine love. You are lifted into divine light. You are lifted into your perfect place of expression. Go now in peace. Go now in love. Dear ones, you are blessed, forgiven, and released into the love, light, and wholeness of God's divine love and light. You are blessed, forgiven, and released into the love, light, and wholeness of God's divine love and light. You are blessed, forgiven, and released into the love, light, and wholeness of the universal divine love. You are lifted into the light of God. 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 You are forgiven. You are healed. You are free from this earthly vibration. Go now in love. Go now in peace. We call upon the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wholeness, the Spirit of truth. Cut any and all psychic ties, connections, and karmic bonds between any person on this call and any untoward energies, any dark energies. These psychic ties are all now lovingly cut, 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 lifted, loved, healed, released, dissolved, and let go into the light of God's love and truth. And we know now for each and every person on this call that we are in control. We are the only authority in our lives. We are divinely protected by the light of our being. We are one with God. Our auras and bodies of light are now closed off to the lower astral levels of mind and now open to the spiritual world. We know now that we are lifted into the light of God. We are filled with the light of God. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Thank you, God, and so it is.
I've got to say this, as I'm opening my eyes, like my room feels brighter. I feel sort of like, I feel just like I want to run around. I don't know what other people are feeling. It's very possible that I had some ties. And, you know, Susan, I say this too, because I tend myself, and I think there's a lot of people here that are intuitive that don't realize they are, and they tend to read other people's energy and almost like pick it up or carry it along like carrying baggage all day. And I do that all the time, and I'm always getting to my wife, I'm like, oh no, I don't know if I want to be around that person. They're kind of lower energy.
Exactly.
And it's not because I don't like them. It's just I end up picking it up, and then I'm carrying it around, and I don't know when to let the darn thing go, or I just forget.
Right. So, Darius, it's really important. You are what we call a psychic sponge. A psychic sponge is a person who absorbs energy around them as a sponge absorbs water. Those of us who are psychic sponges, we need to know how to protect ourselves from the lower vibrational energies around us.
Yes.
And psychic sponges tend to leave their auras wide open And that's a good thing simply because it means you're very sensitive to the energies around you. It means you're very intuitive. It means you're very spiritual. But it's not such a good thing for you to just leave the aura hanging open indiscriminately, because then what happens is you attract and you're like a Swiffer duster. You're attracting the dirt all the time, all day long. And then by the end of the day, you feel completely drained, depleted, and exhausted. And you feel like all you can do is just lie in your bed and, you know, complete exhaustion. So that is called a psychic sponge, somebody who attracts all this negative energy. So you need to learn how to close off your aura, how to have divine protection. So what I'd like to do now, if it would be all right with you, Darius, is I'd like to teach everyone a prayer, a simple simple formula once again, that will help them to maintain self-authority and not be a psychic sponge, and to close off your aura and not attract these lower vibrational energies. Can I do that now?
Oh, Susan, I didn't expect all this. This is a huge thing for people, and I want to share this before she does that, and we're getting short on time. One person says, I feel like my whole crown opened up. Another person talks about a rock being lifted from their chest. So everybody be really present to what you feel during this, because many of you probably are picking up on a lot of the energy of other people, and it's affecting your life. And so please be present. Let's really tune into this and watch the shift. Get used to the way you feel differently when you use these tools. That's what I want you to get, is how these tools are changing your perception, your mood, the way you look at problems, because all of that is an energy. So please pay attention. All right, Susan, take it away.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do, this is a really short prayer, but what you need to do is you need to say each sentence after I say it, and say it out loud and in a strong and powerful voice. So say it like you mean it, say it as if your higher self is saying it, and say it with authority. So simply repeat after me. Okay, so we're going to do this line by line. All right. I am in control.
I am in control. And everyone repeat it.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am divinely protected by the light of my being.
Just checking. People are repeating it. Very good.
I am one with God.
I am one with God.
I now close off my aura and body of light.
I now close off my aura and body of light.
To the lower astral levels of mind.
To the lower astral levels of mind.
And I open to the spiritual world.
And I open to the spiritual world.
Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you, God, and so it is. I've got to say, I mean, I feel completely different. And I mean, what's interesting for me this week is I'll kind of share a story. Like and I'm very weird like this, and I forget, is, you know, I had this situation where we needed something for the house. And I went and I bought this thing, and it was used, and it was this machinery to do something like, you know, to clean our driveway and stuff, like a pressure washer kind of thing. And I met the guy, met the person, I found out about his life and all this sort of thing. And even though I'm very familiar with closing off the aura and all that, you forget, you know, you just don't think about it. And ever since I bought this thing back, it's like I've just sort of, every time I look at it, like I just feel this complete sadness. And I don't know if maybe there was something that happened with this thing or he had some energy around it, but it's like that's been lingering the last couple of days. And without you just reminding me, like, okay, go read this, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, let me try to, like, release what I need to do. Let me send love to the thing. Let me do it. And it's like, no. And that's sort of my story and testimony today, is like I finally feel like free again, like I was before I got this silly thing. And
right.
That's, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, and I've done this for years, but that is, I think, the cool thing about the recipe of saying, oh, okay, I don't feel good. I'm gonna do this. I love it.
It works, and it works, you know, instantaneously. And, you know, that you actually bought yourself a haunted machine there, you know, so you need to heal it. You need to heal the machine.
Really?
So, yeah, you can do that. It's not hard to do these healings. They're really very simple. Like I said, there's 243 of them that I wrote.
Wow.
And, and so it isn't rocket science. You don't have to compose them yourself. You can just read one of them. You know, and they work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to read, Susan, kind of what's going on, because we had and the energy on this call. I want everyone just to make note of your energy right now, because when this call started, I could feel there was a lot of weight, and it was me too. I had a lot of weight, you know, and I have literally just over hundreds of people writing in. One person, oh, my God, when Susan did the clearing, I actually shuddered. And when she called in God's light, the sun shined in so brightly into my living room. And at the end, she said, wow, thank you, Susan. I'm closing off the lower energy, exactly what I've been praying for. My prayers are answered. Thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Michelle from London. All over the world, people are doing this. Chicago, London, Los Angeles. I feel so relaxed. Thank you. I know I will make it. Another person said, my head feels so much better. Another person, Doreen, pain-free. I don't remember what her pain was, but she is now pain-free. Kathy from Canada. Yeah. She says, oh, my gosh, I'm a sponge, too. Thank you. This is a gift. Yeah, I think a lot of the people that are, you know, sort of drawn to what we do here, I mean, we are all energy, you know, sensitive. And so we have big hearts. We want to serve. And so we're like, oh, let me take this on and try to work on it for you. And yet if we don't have the higher level training like you offer or just what we're doing here, it's like we can hold on to it too long and it becomes a weight.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, another person, Sharon, said something lifted off my chest. And she's asking, is the instruction to close off the aura in any of Susan's books?
It's in every one of my books.
Everyone, yeah. So, I mean, it's a pretty important
actually,
thing.
Actually, it's not in Ascension,
okay.
But it's in every other one of my books.
Okay, and certainly, is, I know you have probably put together what I would call one of the most extensive collections, and I assume that's in it today as well. But I want to keep getting to some of these, but it is in there as well, right?
Oh, definitely in the offer that we're doing today. Yeah, it's there several places. That self, what I call the self-authority affirmation, is my number one affirmation. It's the most important affirmation. And it's just really awesome. And it just goes, I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Very wow, simple. And what I love about that, I mean, one of the things that I think is very powerful is you're actually closing lower energies, opening to the higher energies, which is what you want to do anyway. And
yes.
A flood of goosebumps. When we moved into the light of God, I was high above the clouds where the light was bright and pure, like flying above the clouds of an airplane. The beautiful Miss Paula in Los Altos. Another person, Elizabeth, I felt my crown open up and heat emanating from my crown. And people feeling, another person, vibrations, tears, strong sensations in my third eye. Strong emanations. Michelle Carter, I felt my crown chakra open, light poured in, and I felt pulsing. More and more people just writing in. So, oh my gosh, it's incredible. I feel protected from lower energy frequencies. What's that, Susan?
That's why we call it instant healing. Instant.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Tons of stuff. One person feels protected, which is really important. And so, huge stop. I want to talk about kind of what's left. I mean, we've done some pretty powerful stuff here. Why would people want to do this again? I mean, do they need to do it every day? Is there other things they could work on? I mean, is this the end of the line? Are we protected forever now until we ascend into the next existence?
Yeah, that would be great. Just do the prayer once and be protected forever and never be a psychic.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
I just want to report this really quick because Richard wrote in, and I think this is really, really amazing. He said, and we just had an instant healing of pain, so I got to read it. Sorry to jump in. My pain in my back is gone. 4 years since my accident. Then... and the pain is gone. I'm so happy right now. Thank you. So it looks like his wording was kind of 4 years since my accident and then a life in pain is gone. I think he was having pain like for 4 years and it's now gone. If you could clarify that, Richard, we'd love to definitely just find out more about what happened and what you're feeling. But that is what we set out to do on this call. So report back, you know, whatever. I am very excited. Ooh, okay. The question, which was actually Deb asked the same thing that I was going to ask, which was how often would we need to do this? Why do we need to do it again? And so on and so forth.
Well, you do it whenever you feel the need for it. I mean, obviously, the self-authority affirmation that I taught you to help you close your aura off, it's a good idea to do that every time you leave your home, every time you are going to go into a place where there's a lot of people, anytime right before you go to bed to prevent any kind of nightmares or any untoward energies coming to you in the middle of the night. It's a good idea to do it whenever you have to go to an important meeting, anytime you feel intimidated by someone, if you're going to go meet somebody that you feel a little bit reticent to meet. Between clients, if you have like a healing practice, you must close your aura off between clients and cut psychic ties with the previous client. In other words, keep your energy field clear and clean and cleansed as whenever you remember to do that, do it. Because what you're going to do then is you're going to feel better. You're not going to be drained and depleted by the energies around you. So it's important to do this on a daily basis and to keep the divine protection all the time and or as much as you want, let's say it that way. I mean, sometimes people love to indulge in their depression and their bad mood. I mean, people go around doing that. They love it. But maybe then after you get sick of being in that depressed state, you figure, oh, yeah, I guess I could use one of those prayers that Susan taught me, and then you could just use it, and you're going to feel better. You're going to feel lifted. You're going to have an instant healing, like all these people who just wrote in. And you notice, we did not specifically work on those specific people, on their various pains. Oh, I no longer have pain here. I no longer have pain there. We didn't work on those people. We didn't even talk about pain today. We didn't even do a healing for pain today. What we did was we did prayers for relieving stress and strain.
Right.
We did prayers to heal the negative vibrations and energies. And we did a prayer of self-authority. And that's basically what we've done. And then all of these amazing other things happened. People got healed of all kinds of things because of that. So it's pretty awesome. And it truly is instant healing. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I love about what you do is you really, I think, you understand these different aspects of our dimensionality and where we're playing in and what we can pick up and how we can really change these frequencies. Clarice, because of what we said today, I think her life changed. She had a big awakening. She says, I realize I'm a sponge. I didn't know about closing off my aura. I feel especially sad and illness emotions that come in from others. I thought I was being sympathetic and then I would feel terrible. Thank you for this new understanding.
I mean, you can't be an effective healer and help other people if you are simply taking on their illnesses. And, you know, the strange thing is there are healers who have a philosophy that they need to take on people's illnesses, but I have to beg to differ with that. You do not have to take on people's illnesses. Mm. You can help and heal other people and still maintain your own self-integrity, self-sufficiency, self-empowerment. And you can be strong within yourself and still help other people. So, And this is a way to do that.
We've got a question from Rose asking, where can we get some of the deeper prayers and some of the extended work that Darius has been talking about? And I did allude to it, actually, because we talked earlier, Susan. You literally went in and created a whole instant healing package for us that I think is probably one of the most comprehensive things I've ever seen. Tell me about what's in it, and I'd love to go through piece by piece, because I don't even know if, you know, we could do justice just talking about it. We've got to kind of dialogue on each of the pieces, because there's a lot of things we'll realize as we do this about our energy and what's possible.
Exactly. So I have a special offer today, and it's an incredibly valuable package, and it's about transforming yourself in 5 minutes or less using amazing affirmation methods that have proven effective for millions of people for the past 150 years. And each one of these affirmations, there's 243 of them. Each one works. It either produces an instant result or else it creates an instant healing that moves you towards your desired goal. So keep on using them, and they do work, you know. So item one in the package is how to heal negative emotions in 5 minutes or less, which is an audio teleseminar with a handout included. And that is a teleseminar. It's probably about 2 hours long. And what it does is it teaches you some of these powerful healing methods that we've been talking about today. And then there's a handout with healing prayers and affirmations for daily use. So you can print out that PDF file, and then you can speak out, for example, the self-authority affirmation, psychic tie cut, thought form healing prayer, and so on, are in that, and then you can use those. You can just read them out off the paper, and you'll have the instant results. And then the next item in the package is this amazing book called Instant Healing, which is unabridged audio book file. And this is 243 healing affirmations and prayers, along with instructions on how to use them. They're simple and effective, and they require no background or training. And all you have to do is speak them out, or you can just listen to them. Actually, if you use these MP3 files and listen to them on the way to work, for example, you're going to feel fantastic by the time you get to work, you know, and because there's 243, and there's various, each one is chapter by chapter, so you can download these chapters separately, and, okay, the chapters are, these are the topics.
Okay.
There's different topics for each, and like I said, there's a total of 243 formulas. Chapter one, gaining inner strength and empowerment. Chapter 2, healing emotions and deep-seated beliefs. Chapter 3, healing and forgiving relationships. Chapter 4, overcoming addictions and codependency. Chapter 5, dispelling illusions and false perceptions. Chapter 6, becoming all you can be. That means, you know, gaining your full potential, you know. Chapter 7, healing environmental static. That would be, you know, the thought forms around you and so on. Chapter 8 is healing entities and vampires. Chapter 9, overcoming enemies and saboteurs. Chapter 10, making your space into a cathedral. That means healing the space around you. Chapter 11, living in perfect health. Chapter 12, magnetizing love. Chapter 13, attracting prosperity. Chapter 14, making life a success. Chapter 15, enjoying happiness. Chapter 16, transforming the planet. Chapter 17, creating heaven on earth. So those are the topics. And within those topics, you're going to find many, many prayers for each topic. For example, magnetizing love, all kinds of prayers to help you have greater self-love, to magnetize love into your life, to have a loving relations, to have the perfect mate and companion. And there's two kinds of prayers in this book. One kind is what I call affirmative prayers, which are shorter prayers. For example, like the self-authority affirmation that I taught you, that's quite short. Then there's something called prayer treatments, and those go very deep into the cause behind the cause behind the cause behind the cause of the problem.
Wow.
And all you need to do is just use these prayers depending on what your problem is. You can use the prayers, and you're going to have an instant result. With the prayer treatments, for example, there are some prayer treatments on, for example, maybe attracting a or getting a house, you know, like finding your perfect house or getting a job or something like that. And obviously that may take a little while, but you just keep using it, keep using the prayer until you have the result. And don't give up. The main thing is don't give up. If you really want to have a new house or a new car or whatever, and you're having trouble getting that, or if you want to attract your perfect mate, or you want to have good health, you know, keep using the prayer treatment, and it's called a prayer treatment because what you're doing is you're treating or healing your mind. That's what the treatment, that's what treatment is. It means changing your mind. If you change your mind, then you're going to change the result. So keep using it until you get the result. All right, so this is like the core, this item three, which, did you tell them where this is, by the way, what the URL
is? I didn't actually, because well, I need to, and I'm thinking because there's so much here, I want people to kind of follow along, because we're going to get into the next piece too, which is dealing with some other very interesting things that can be going on, and it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Susan, S-U-S-A-N, and then now. So there'll be two N's, uwealthrevolution.com/Susan, S-U-S-A-N, now. And there'll be two N's there. So the next piece, Susan, are the spiritual healing prayers.
Right.
And there are tons here.
There's 35 of them. And this has beautiful music in the background, so this is the perfect thing for you to take along with you in your car or whatever.
And
it's got 35 healing prayers. And the first one, of course, is the self-authority affirmation.
Wow.
And then it goes on, you know, prayer for protection, grounding, and then there's prayers for lifting your energy field, such as the white fire affirmation and so on, psychic tie cut healing, and then prayer for sealing the energy field, and then for then it goes into like healing the negative creepy things like the auric and the anomalies in your auric field, like psychic hooks and so on. Psychic coercion healing prayer, reversing black magic. And
we have someone in Portugal asking about black magic, and maybe that's something they're dealing with in their part of the world. Cita in Portugal is asking for black magic and evil magic and things, and so we cover that there. Wow.
Right. And then prayer before sleep, thought form healing, rakshasa healing, past experience healing, letting go, forgiveness, facade body healing, and then entity, all kinds of entity healing prayers. There's many of them here. Vampire healing, psychic hook, familial healing, ancestors, reptilians. And then there's various healings for gaining self-worth, for realizing your divine plan and purpose, prosperity, peace. It just goes on and on. There's 35 of them. It's a fantastic, fantastic audio file, which you can take with you. I hope I didn't say CD because there's no CD. There's no physical products here. These are all downloadable. But you can make a physical
instantly.
Product out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
you
can make your own CD out of it if you want. All right. So then the next one is the teleseminars. There is a set of four teleseminars. And these teleseminars are about 2 hours for each one of them. And in this one, there's four different topics. The first teleseminar is for healing psychic sponge syndrome, which we talked about earlier.
Can I ask this, Susan, really quick? As you know, I'm wondering, like, for part one that's in here, healing the psychic sponge, what would you know, what would be some signs someone would look for in their life to just ask, like, well, am I a psychic sponge? I mean, what are some signs that they might be?
Right. A psychic sponge is someone who absorbs the vibrations of energies mm-hmm. around them as a sponge absorbs water. So if you are with somebody who is really a low vibration person or who's angry, negative,
easy, yep.
maybe even ill, then you feel mm-hmm. those things. You feel suddenly you're out of the blue, you're feeling angry, you're feeling ill, you're feeling nervous, you're feeling anxious, you are taking on the vibrations of other people. So it's like being overly empathetic, overly sympathetic with somebody, overly empathetic, and you are, you need to learn how to be able to be with all kinds of people and not take on those energies and not be oversensitive. So that's psychic sponge syndrome, which you can overcome by using some very simple formulas. So that's part one of this teleseminar series here. Part two is healing astral entities and energies, you know, dark energies. Part three.
Can I ask a question and jump in? Because the other part is when we talk about astral energies or dark energy, which we didn't actually get into this time, unfortunately, very much. For part two, what would be some signs that someone might be experiencing a dark entity, an astral entity, need an environmental cleansing? And then I'm going to ask about the vampires as well. I mean, how do people know whether they're having that sort of issue?
Okay, so as far as entities, usually a person who is being being influenced by entities, you may even feel sick. You may feel nauseous. You may feel that you have pains. Often some of these pains are due to astral entity, the influence of astral entities. You may feel like you have nightmares at night. You may feel a dark cloud is around your head. You may feel that you are really drained. I mean, incredibly drained. You might be feeling that something or someone is hurting you or influencing you in a negative way. Mm. So these are some of the symptoms of entity of what we call entity oppression or entity possession. If it's more like entity oppression or possession, it's you really don't feel yourself. You feel like something has taken over you. You feel
that you are no longer in
control of your own mind. Sorry?
I'm sorry for jumping in. Bad habit I have. I get too excited. But it's almost like it sounds like a level above just sort of like feeling someone's energy or picking it up. It's actually like you didn't pick it up. It actually is like latched onto you, and now it's literally there, sort of like controlling your mind, your thoughts, the way you feel, versus you sort of picking it up and intuiting it. This thing is actually on you.
Well, that would be like possession. But most people don't have anything anywhere near that. They just feel like they're being pulled down or drained by something or someone. And and the cure for that is really simple, just doing the healing prayer, as I did. I did a healing prayer earlier for everybody for sending the entities into the light. And it's not a big deal, and don't be afraid of it. It's once you have the healing formulas, there's nothing to fear.
Also for children,
if children are having temper tantrums or if they have nightmares, children often have entity influence. It's very common because they have their invisible friends, and some of their friends are angels and some of their friends are entities. So with children, especially temper tantrum children or children with ADD, children with, problems, the entity healing prayers can really help them.
Wow. Let me give people the pages that you
mental illness.
Oh, go ahead.
Mental illness. If you are diagnosed with mental illness, I would say 90% you have entity influence. That's the cause of your illness, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
I know that doesn't sound very scientific. I know that I sound like a crackpot, but I'm sorry. It's the truth. It is the truth.
Wow.
The cause of mental illness, probably 90% of the time, is astral influence.
Wow. Wow.
We're talking about real mental illness. We're not talking about mild depression, although mild depression can also be caused by entity oppression or possession.
All right. Well, that is what Dr. Susan Shumsey is saying. So as if you know somebody dealing with that, or you're feeling that, or have that situation in your life, that definitely adds a whole nother level of possibility that we have to look into. I'm going to just share the link again. We've got a few people asking. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Susan, SusanNow, Susan Now. And a lot here, just in this piece, reversing black magic, reversing dark contracts, auric field repair, shielding lower energies, closing your aura before you sleep. That kind of makes me a little scared. Like, I want to get to the rest of it, but should I be doing that every night before I go to sleep? Can things come in the night?
If you're having nightmares or if you have restless sleep, then yes, you should close your aura before sleep. Definitely.
Wow.
This is the section Healing Psychic Vampires, Bonds, and Karmic Ties. Part three of the teleseminar. We've been going through the teleseminar here. So these are parts of that section. And then the last part, part four, is healing negative thoughts and emotions, which all of us are dealing with that all the time, negative thoughts, emotions, you know. And this is a really powerful teleseminar series, and there's four parts to it, and it's awesome. You can learn a lot on this. And then the next item is the spiritual healing and self-protection, which teaches you the what this teaches is it teaches, once again, we're learning more about how to use affirmation and prayer to transform your life. So what this video... It's a video that teaches you about the whole idea of the use of prayer and affirmation and how you can transform yourself through that. And it does teach you some of these healing prayers again. And then there's the next item is the Create Miracles Report, item 7. And that's an introduction to this whole idea of scientific prayer. Item 8 is a teleseminar, How to Pray and Get Results. This one teaches you how to pray, how to use scientific prayer. It's an introduction to scientific prayer and spiritual healing. It has the whole theory of it and how it works. There's so much to this package. I mean, it just goes on and on. Item 9 is Miracle Prayer, the Law of Attraction in Action. This is a 118-minute video file, including a special 10-minute prosperity prayer and a bonus 35-minute guided meditation. And this is amazing, too.
Wow.
And this teaches you the 9 steps of this method of prayer that I've been talking about, scientific prayer, spiritual mind treatment. This is just an amazing package. And then item 10 is a 37-minute video, Divine Revelation Meditation. It takes you deep, deep into meditation. It's a 35-minute guided meditation. So powerful.
Wow. A ton of incredible practical stuff you can begin using right now here. And what I love about it is once they get this, I mean, they have it for life, so they can use it, these prayers. I mean, they don't wear out. They don't, you know, like you said, many of it is ancient wisdom that's been sort of pulled together by various sources and then also by you, but it's also stuff that's probably worked from, you know, centuries, because it's manipulating and utilizing and releasing the energies around us so that we can be what we are in our natural divine state. And so that is all here. I'm going to ask a few more questions, Susan. I want to share the link. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Susan, Susan Now, Now. We had tons of people writing in. One person, Jada, said, divine protection. This is what I need. This is so vital. And she is just so excited. Another person said, oh my gosh, thank you, Darius and Susan. I'm getting this fantastic package. wow, everything I knew about but didn't know, these are the solutions, kiss, kiss, kiss. I want to share I want to share a few more things about Susan and some things they're going to share. First thing is, it actually is deeply discounted. It's $97. It's over $2,250, which is probably one of the highest valued packages we've had on here. 95% off. 95% off. $97. You get it right now. And meaning after you order, you get a page with everything on it. And then that's going to beg the question, Susan, where should people start? Let's say that we're going to go to the person that just got the package. Where is she? Okay, where should she start? The person who went forward and everyone else that is.
Well, I suppose you could just go through it in the order that it's here. Item one, how to heal negative emotions in 5 minutes or less. Audio telesummary. I mean, just going through it as it is listed here would be a good thing to do. If you don't have time to listen to the entire unabridged audiobook, then I would skip on to the 35 spiritual healing prayers and start using that right away, you know, because there is 35 of them. Those are major ones right there. Obviously, there aren't 243. There are 35, but those are the 35 main healing prayers. Now, in the audiobook, the unabridged audiobook, the instant healing audiobook, there's 243, and there are all these different categories. So you might want to work on something like prosperity, for example. You're not going to find there's one prosperity prayer in the 35 healing prayers, but there's an entire chapter of healing prayers for prosperity in that book. So if you want to maybe download that chapter, let's say you really want to focus on prosperity, then you would maybe use that one chapter and work with those prayers a lot. And I suggest, you know, it's a good idea to, I don't know what kind of vehicle you have, but if you can put your MP3 player and plug that into your vehicle like I can do in my vehicle, then you can just listen right there to the MP3 files, or you can burn a CD if all you have is a CD player in your car. You can always burn a CD and listen to it that way in your car. I recommend listening to it in the car just because you start out from point A, and then when you get to point B, you feel really a lot better. You get instant healing, so now you're feeling fantastic when you get to point B. So I love the idea of listening to these in the car, and you're not going to fall asleep or anything. They're not meditations. They're prayers. So it's safe to listen to them in the car. It's just like listening to an audiobook, you know. It's no big thing. And it's just going to change your life to do that. So I love the idea of listening to these in the car. So that's what I recommend. And then, you know, if you want to go deep into the whole philosophy of healing and all of that, then you take the teleseminars, the Healing the Astral Plane teleseminars, which is item 5. And then you can learn much more about it, really, really deep, because it's a 4-part series just on these various healings and the whole philosophy of them and how they work and why they work. And this is all about them, and it's so powerful. This is an amazing package, I got to say.
Really, well, what I love about it is based on what you need, you can go in and find it. So if you want to go deeper and learn more and activate more, that's great. But if you also say, okay, I'm having a tough day, I want to just get this protection, or I want to get this particular prayer to help me in one particular area, then there you go. And so that is huge. And then also they can listen to the different tracks. Like, so, you know, if someone's having a bad day, okay, so let's do this. Let's don't having a really rough day, things aren't going well, everything seems to be going wrong, which one would you call forward? Which prayer? Maybe just your thoughts.
If you're having a rough day, first of all, self-authority affirmation. Second of all, thought-form healing affirmation. So right now I'm looking at item 4, the 35 spiritual healing prayers. So you'd first go to the self-authority affirmation and use that. You might also like to use the prayer of protection, which is number 3 in thing there. And then you would do the thought form healing affirmation, which is number 15, which will help you to change your emotions and thoughts right away.
Okay. I'm going to ask a few more questions because there are a bunch coming in. It's at ualterevolution.com/Susan now. Another person, we had someone actually, you know, no more back pain after 4 years. So question, Susan. Keith is asking, what if I have illness and physical pain? What would be the first one that she would start with there?
Okay, a real illness? This person has a real illness?
It sounds like, yeah, not a mental, not the mental's
okay.
Not real. Well,
okay.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, as we talked about possession, but yeah, physical issue, bodily, yeah.
Right. So that would be chapter 11 of the unabridged audio book files, the MP3 files of our instant healing book, the audio book, Living in Perfect Health is chapter 11. And in chapter 11, what he's going to find is he's going to find not only some short healing prayers for that, but also many, many prayer treatments, the longer prayers for getting to the cause behind the cause, the root cause of that seeming illness, which there's always a mental component. There's always a reason why a person gets ill. And that reason is in the mind. It's not in the body. I mean, because as Lord Buddha says, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. So therefore, chapter 11, Living in Perfect Health, not only will help the person with their health issues, but also dig out the cause behind the cause and thereby help the person to heal. So let's say, I'm just going to give an example. In chapter 11, these are the prayers. Perfect physical health, perfect mental health, perfect emotional health, perfect spiritual health, perfect material health, divine idea of health, restoring perfect health, body of God prayer, perfect diet, grace before meals, perfect exercise, ease and flexibility, ideal body size, shape, and weight. Letting go of body padding, healing a body part, healing of eyesight or hearing, God's living substance, God's mighty healing current. Then there's prayer treatments for healing a disease, treatment for healing cancer, treatment for healing heart disease, treatment for healing injuries, treatment for recovery from surgery, treatment for perfect, robust health. Those are the prayers that are in that chapter.
Wow, so it's all there. That's what I said, a cookbook and one of the most complete, one of the most complete guides by somebody who I think is, I know is one of the foremost absolute experts and healer and masters in this area and dealing with these other energies and entities and also energy spectrums that we all live in so that we can get in life the things that we want and really more specifically what we already are. We already are divine. We are pure health. We are pure joy. You know, just on this call, letting go of my connection to an inanimate object because I feel something coming out of it. It's like I feel completely different. So, guys, if it can happen to me and I teach this stuff and I'm around the brightest people in the world and the most powerful, believe me, it can happen to you guys where you are or anyone for that matter. And it's just important to know this. This is so, so vital. Susan, thank you so much for being here. Any final words for someone maybe who's just having a really challenging day or time or maybe feeling like, well, like I get the something coming into me, there's somebody here that is blaming themselves for so much of what's going on and they're feeling like it's the end of the line for them. And I'm getting that it's not their fault and it's not even them that they are producing this energy. They have something else that they are connected to either through a cord or they are intuiting some other energy in their life and it's time that they get themselves back. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the thing is that we are all mighty, divine, powerful, spiritual beings. We have within us an infinite fountainhead of divine light, divine love, divine wisdom, and divine healing power. We can tap into that. And it is our own inner divinity. It is the presence, the divine presence within us. And we do have the power to use that in our everyday life to change, transform ourselves. as a matter of learning how to do that. I know that it sounds very theoretical and very out there to say, oh, we have this infinite potential and we have this divine inner being, and all the spiritual teachers are telling you that. But very few people are showing you how to actually tap into that, whereas you can. And this offer that I'm offering today can help you to do that in a powerful way. And the advantage of this offer is that it does not require you to be an expert in this. It doesn't require you to even meditate or do anything. All you need to do is just read the thing, read the formula, and it will instantly change you. It will instantly help you and transform you. And you may think that there's something or someone to blame outside of yourself that's causing your difficulties, but you've created all of this yourself, and I'm not blaming you. It's just a matter of fact. It's the truth is that we have created our own reality, and we have attracted to ourselves exactly what we have put out into the universe. We have attracted to ourselves exactly that pebble that we threw into the center of the pond. That's exactly what's coming back to us, those waves of energy. So it's really important for us to face up to that and to realize that if we had the power to create it, which we did create it ourselves, then by definition we must have the power to heal it ourselves, to change it.
Yes.
So all we need to do is change our minds. If we change our minds, then we change our life. It's really that simple. You change your mind, you change your life. So work on the level of the deep emotions and mental states, and then you're going to have a different life. You're going to feel better. You're going to instantly improve. So tap into that divine source within you by using these simple formulas, and you will definitely prosper. You'll be more healthy, happy, joyous, fulfilled, filled with love, and you'll have a wonderful life.
Amazing. Well, everyone, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this with us. Dr. Susan, thank you for giving us so much on the call and helping so many people. I just want to send everyone just a huge shout out. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Susan, S-U-S-A-N, now, N-O-W. Thank you so very much. Real quick, Susan, I got one question, then we're out of here, at least until tomorrow, and that is, can people use this to pray for somebody else? Like, if there's a sick person or a loved one, can they use some of these to pray for someone else?
In other words, instead of saying me, you say the person's name. That's really that simple. So, yes, you may pray for others, definitely.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is an incredible gift that you can do for others in your life. All right. Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you for doing this and setting into motion so many of these instant healings and just being the amazing person that you are and spreading this incredible work as you do.
Well, Darius, thank you for inviting me. It's always a joy and pleasure to be on one of your teleseminars. You're amazing, amazing person.
Thank you, and you are too. I love people that have so much depth and have used and spent so long really creating formulas for people to really change their life. And we'll call this a formula for massive transformation and healing, and it's exactly what it is. Thank you so much, Susan. It's always a pleasure and always fun.
You're welcome.